Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into something really unique. It's this piece of speculative fiction, basically a theoretical final episode of The Simpsons.
Right, which is fascinating because, you know, The Simpsons feels like it's always been there, always the same.
Exactly. It's famous for never changing. So imagining an actual end, well, that's what makes this so compelling, isn't it?
It really is. Because when a story, especially one so ingrained in culture, starts looking at its own ending, its own artificiality, it raises huge questions.
Questions about what? Like storytelling itself.
Yeah, exactly. It becomes meta, a story about being a story. And it gets you thinking about these fictional worlds we love and maybe even our own reality.
So our mission today is to unpack this specific idea, this the Couch at the End of the Sky finale, and see what it's really trying to say.
Let's do it.
Okay, so the basic idea is Springfield itself starts to break down. Unravel almost.
Yeah, and it's Lisa, predictably, who starts noticing. She's trying to figure it out. While Homer, Homer's doing the opposite.
Sinking into denial.
Delusion. Yeah, pretty much. It's this contrast that sets up the whole existential dread. It's not like a big bang. It's unsettling. Things just fade.
Like Marge. The description says she's just gone, floating in clouds.
Uh-huh. In some cloud realm. And there's this weird golden beam that sometimes appears where the house should be, but Homer doesn't even notice.
Wow. That's eerie. The connections are just dissolving.
Exactly. And then it hits the kids. Bart and Maggie vanish near the river.
Leaving just the pacifier and the slingshot behind. That's heavy.
It is. And that detail about Lisa's sax solo, starting slow, plaintive, unfinished. It's like the music itself reflects her realization that things are fundamentally broken.
So Lisa tries to find answers. What happens when she talks to people?
Well, that's where it gets really weird. She tries talking to Skinner, Mo, you know, the usual suspects, but they just glitch.
Glitch, like a video game.
Yeah, or they loop their dialogue, or just deflect. They can't process her questions. That leads her to this big realization, her aha moment. Springfield has no outside. There's nothing beyond the town's borders. It's a closed loop.
A constructed reality hitting its limits. That's a powerful idea. It makes you think about our own bubbles, doesn't it?
It really does. And her next step is, well, it's departure.
Right. She finds that weird sidewalk, the one past the tire fire.
Uh-huh. It just leads to this blank white wall, the edge of the animation cell almost.
And she just walks into it.
She walks into the white.
Yeah.
Stepping out of her reality. Mm-hmm. And her last words are chilling.
I always suspected we weren't real. I just didn't think we'd end.
Yeah. It's incredibly self-aware. A cartoon character acknowledging the end of their own show. Tragic, really.
Meanwhile, Homer's on a totally different track. Total delusion.
Right? Completely. His reality is just falling apart, but he can't see it. He tries to go to work.
And the power plant is just a prop. A cardboard shell.
Exactly. And his family. He experiences them as reruns on TV. He can't grasp the loss.
Even his trip to hell is bizarrely Homer. Deemed essential.
Only Homer, right? And then he's just launched back.
Back to the couch.
Back to the couch, alone, surrounded by clouds, watching those reruns, floating in this endless blue sky. It's bleak, but also kind of perfect for Homer in a sad way.
That image is something else. And the final moments described, they really lean into that meta-narrative idea, don't they?
Absolutely. It's not just an ending, it's commentary. The pullback during the intro sequence.
Stripped bare, no school, no quickie mart.
No sax, no Maggie at the register, just Homer. Alone on the couch in the void, it removes everything familiar.
Makes it feel unreal.
Precisely. And then that post-credits scene.
Oof, the empty chalkboard, no Bart.
And that single line, written by some unseen hand. You've been watching The Simpsons.
Followed by 32 years too long. Wow, that's direct.
It's a punchline, but also a critique, maybe. A commentary on the show's own longevity, aimed right at us, the viewers.
So reflecting on all this, this meta ending, what's the big takeaway?
But I think the final thought it leaves you with is pretty provocative. If a world as seemingly permanent as Springfield can face its own artificiality, its own end.
Yeah.
What does that suggest about the stories we live inside? The realities we take for granted every day. Makes you wonder about the edges of our own maps, doesn't it?
It really does. Lot to chew on there. Okay, that's all the time we have for this deep dive. Thanks for exploring that with us.
Always interesting stuff.
We'll catch you on the next one.